Back to the news items now, and you heard last week of the sculptural trail of T-Rexes in the city. This trail of sculptures has become a regular annual event and benefits Norfolk charity Break. Then improvements in the city as a hidden city church receives protection and the Norwich University of the Arts improves one of its city centre buildings. There is, however, a plea for more volunteers and a higher attendances at the local Madder Market. The mammoth effort to bring the Go-Go Discover Trail to Norfolk Street prompted plenty of intrigued expressions from onlookers. The 79 T-Rex and Step Mammoth sculptures arrived across the county last weekend for the start of this year's trail, which is once again raising vital funds for Break. Each sculpture features its own special design, so there were some surprise looks when lorry loads of colourful mammoths drove past, or when a T-Rex was lowered in a cage outside the forum. The result is a trail that centres in Norwich, but also takes in locations including King's Lynn, Dereham, Cromer, Happysburgh and Hemsby, providing a trail to explore between now and Saturday, September the 10th. Paul McCarthy, General Manager of Chantry Place, which has six T-Rex sculptures, said, "The dinosaurs we have this year are truly outstanding and children will love spotting all the animals on the Sir David Attenborough-inspired one, and one even has braille, the first time a sculpture has had it."
A hidden church tucked away in Norwich city centre behind offices and bars has been added to a National Register of Vulnerable Buildings amid mounting concern for its future. St Mary the Less, which sits off Queen Street, largely out of sight, is among 60 locations added to a list of at-risk buildings catalogued by Save Britain's Heritage. In total, there are around 1,200 sites on the Conservation Charity's Register of Properties in danger of demolition or dereliction. A second building in Norwich, the 17th century Merchant's House in Ninham's Court, tucked away in an alley off Bethel Street, has also been added to the list. St Mary the Less is a Grade 1 listed redundant church, which dates from the 13th century. On Save Britain's Heritage's register, it says, "This most lovely Grade 1 disused church needs comprehensive repairs and a use to ensure it does not deteriorate in condition."
A vision to increase the amount of student footfall in the city centre is taking another step forward. Norwich University of the Arts plans seeking a new entrance to the Duke Street building. The university hopes to reinstate historic openings to improve access, as well as renovating the existing shop front. Located in the city centre conservation area, the Duke Street site is the newest part of the Norwich University of Arts portfolio, which includes students' accommodation and a lecture theatre. Plans submitted by Hudson Architects on behalf of the university states this will intend Western Link project, will transform pedestrian movement across the site by opening access from Wensum Links River. It comes as the university has acquired the former open venue in Blank Plain. A spokeswoman for the university said, "The works to the Duke Street building are proposed to continue in this tradition of investment in our buildings and facilities. The scheme would create additional learning and studio spaces for students, connect the building with the neighbouring Duke Street Riverside building to improve access for students and enhance its external appearance."
A rallying call is being made for more volunteers and bums on seats to future-proof a century-old theatre in the heart of the city. The Madder Market Theatre in St John's Alley is run by volunteers who do everything from mending costumes, operating sound and lights for productions, manning the box office and performing on the stage. Laura Landamore, board member of the theatre who has been involved with the charity enterprise for 23 years, said, "We are picking up where we left off from COVID. We need a lot of people for the bar, costume department, box office and acting team. The Madder Market Theatre is in the heart of the city and has been a theatre for 100 years. There are a lot of people who don't know about it, but when people come, they love it. We don't want it to go." We need more people through the door and bums on seats, she added. We are a charity and make our money on ticket sales. We need to make up for what we lost during lockdown. We were shut for such a long time. She added that the theatre was putting on a diverse range of shows to attract people, and the next in-house show was The Three Musketeers, which runs from July the 12th to the 16th.
Now we come to our first feature. Norfolk-born James Weeds describes his first ever visit to the Norfolk show with great enthusiasm. His article is read by Ian Robertson.